Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 77. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 68.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A man is dead after a tornado early Sunday in northern Sedgwick County. The National Weather Service confirms the EF2 tornado touched down just after 1 a.m. and hit a mobile home. The storm had a peak wind speed of 135 miles per hour. Hundreds of customers remain without power after storms in northwest Kansas. Midwest Energy says crews resumed work this morning, fixing lines damaged in Saturday night's storms. A North Central Kansas man faces attempted murder charges after a stabbing Friday night in Beloit. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office says Tyler Lomax was arrested after two people showed up at the hospital with stab wounds. Investigators say both victims remain hospitalized. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas has received a $2,430 grant from the Heartland Community Foundation to purchase an automated external defibrillator, or AED, and an alarmed wall-mounted cabinet for the Redevelopment Center cafeteria in Hays. The AED will be installed in a highly visible location and maintained in a constant state of readiness. The device is designed to analyze heart rhythms and deliver potentially life-saving treatment during a cardiac emergency. DSNWK officials say having an AED located directly in the cafeteria will improve emergency response times while allowing staff to remain near the individuals they support and continue providing supervision during a crisis. The organization expressed its appreciation to the Heartland Community Foundation for its continued support of programs that benefit individuals with developmental disabilities. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas serves 18 counties across Northwest Kansas and works to support people with disabilities through services that promote dignity, independence, and community involvement. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a man died Saturday evening in a Logan County crash. A 1989 semi hauling a 2008 Mercury trailer was traveling northbound on County Road 430 when it collided with a 1996 Chevrolet Tahoe traveling eastbound on Apache Acre, KHP said. The accident happened at the intersection around 7 p.m. Both vehicles entered the east ditch. The Tahoe rotated and rolled post-impact, coming to rest on County 430. The driver of the Tahoe, 68-year-old Maynard Unruh of Oakley, was taken to the Logan County Hospital, where he died approximately 2 hours later. The semi-driver, a 15-year-old from Oakley, suffered minor injuries. The Kansas Highway Patrol said neither driver was wearing a seatbelt. Wheat fields across western Kansas may have more value after harvest than many producers realize. New research from Kansas University, Colorado State University, and the University of Nebraska suggests post-wheat cover crops can provide valuable grazing opportunities for livestock while also improving soil health. Researchers say planting cover crops immediately after wheat harvest gives producers the best chance to take advantage of leftover soil moisture. Warm season crops such as sorghum, Sudan grass, millet, and sunflowers can provide grazing later in the summer and fall, while cool season crops like triticale kale and cereal rye can offer forage well into the winter and early spring. The study found that cover crops can provide roughly 30 to 45 days of grazing under the right conditions, but weather remains the biggest factor. Yields can vary dramatically from less than 1,000 pounds per acre in dry years to nearly 9,000 pounds per acre when rainfall is favorable. Researchers caution that producers need to carefully monitor forage quality and be aware of risks such as nitrate accumulation and prussic acid in some summer forage crops, especially during drought or after a frost. The report also found that simpler cover crop mixes often produce more forage and can be more cost-effective than large multi-species blends when grazing is the primary goal. Researchers say flexibility is key. In years with adequate moisture, cover crops can provide additional grazing income and soil benefits. In drier years, however, protecting ground cover may be more important than turning livestock onto those acres. The full fact sheet is available through K-State Research and Extension. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Three Kansas representatives have been selected for Leadership Sorghum Class 8, a national program designed to develop future leaders within the sorghum industry. Chosen from Kansas are Colin Kirchhoff of Prairie View in Phillips County, Matthew McMillan of Dighton, and Lisa Shem of Sharon Springs. The United Sorghum Checkoff Program selected 15 participants from across the country for the 14-month Leadership Development Program. Participants will take part in educational seminars, industry tours, and professional development activities designed to provide a deeper understanding of the sorghum industry and the challenges and opportunity facing producers. Program leaders say Leadership Sorghum helps participants build industry knowledge, strengthen professional networks, and develop leadership skills that can benefit both their operations and the broader agricultural community. The new class will begin its first session in September at the Global Sorghum Conference in Lubbock, Texas. The selection of Kirchhoff, McMillan, and Shem highlights the important role Kansas producers continue to play in the nation's sorghum industry and provides local representation in one of the crop's premier leadership development programs. In the early morning hours of Thursday, emergency personnel were summoned to a residence in Ellis for a reported structure fire. The City of Ellis Volunteer Fire Department and Ellis County Rural Fire Department No. 6 responded to the scene and began to extinguish the fully engulfed structure. The Office of Kansas State Fire Marshal was contacted to investigate the fire. Through investigative means, it is believed that the fire was set intentionally. After numerous hours of investigation, a suspect was identified and taken into custody. The case remains under investigation and no further information will be released at this time. Ellis Police Chief Avery Smith expressed appreciation for assistance provided by the Ellis County Sheriff's Office and the Office of the Kansas State Fire Marshal for their investigative expertise, along with support from the Ellis County Attorney's Office and Ellis County Communications. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. It's an issue that keeps coming up, including at a recent Senate Ag Committee hearing. The disconnect between tariffs to open markets and continued ad hoc farm insurance. The question was trade versus aid. First, it was almost $10 billion, then another $12 billion, and $28 billion in the first Trump term. Michigan Democratic Senator Elisa Slotkin.
If this doesn't get done, the only explanation I have is that the oil and gas community has such sway over members of Congress on the Republican side, and that others, maybe on the environmental side, have so much sway over Democrats that we can't do a rational policy on E15.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins pointed to the Biden administration.
The $30 billion you're talking about was approved before we came in. So y'all voted on that late 2024, that $30 billion. We came in and implemented the tariffs in 2025.
And Slotkin wasn't convinced.
I want to get this done. I think if we do not get it done this year, it's not getting done. And I want you to help own that up here because we need some help. It's at a logjam.
Especially soybeans to China. Rollins was quick to respond.
The soybeans are back and even stronger today, as is sorghum.
And Rollins said ag trade deficit has been halved and major farm exports will be up by double digits this year. And it's the midterms approach. She blames the prior administration for making no new trade deals. And the USDA announced on Wednesday of this past week that it will reorganize its Foreign Agricultural Service, shifting key operations to the ag regions while maintaining a smaller presence in Washington, D.C. Agency plans to establish a new operational hub in Kansas City, Missouri as well. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see a below average forecast across the state here for this afternoon. Highs only getting up around about the mid to upper 70s for the north central, northeastern, and southeastern portions of the state, where those areas should be in the upper 80s. Getting into the mid to lower 80s for the south central portions and western parts of the state as well. And those areas should be closer to around about 90 degrees, so just a little below average for this time of the year. Looking at a cold front that pushed through the region. Expecting to see a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing ahead for us here for this afternoon. A little bit more sunshine for the extreme southwestern portions of the state. And then for tonight, it looks like less cloud cover for the extreme eastern parts of the state. More clouds building in, especially as we get to the overnight hours for the central and western parts. And along with that, also looking at a chance for some showers and thunderstorms coming in for the western portions of the state for tonight into the overnight hours. Overnight lows expected to drop into the 60s. Primarily a few cooler spots into the upper 50s for northwestern parts of Kansas. As we get to Tuesday, for the most part, it looks like a fairly similar forecast as far as temperatures are concerned. Upper 70s to about the lower 80s for the eastern half of the state and for extreme northwestern portions of Kansas as well. Mid to upper 80s to around 90 degrees for south central, southwestern parts of Kansas. Partial sunshine developing for the day as well. And it also looks like we'll expect to see a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms expected for the extreme northern portions of the state and south central parts of the state for the morning hours and actually going into central and eastern portions of Kansas as we get to the later part of the afternoon. Wednesday temperatures linger in the upper 70s to about the mid 80s across the state. Also looking at chances for showers and storms across the state as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle.
Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. Choo-choo. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling. Boss. Work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.